going to mark your book, the song after the lesson is going to be number 191. It's one of the songs that our lesson recommended, and certainly as long as the lesson probably takes here. So that would be the song after the lesson. We'll have seen it 598, and then we'll be ready to pray.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises, standing on the promises of God my Savior. Standing on the promises, standing on the promises. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you now very thankful for the time that you've given us tonight to come together and to look into another portion of your word. And we pray that everything we have done and will do tonight is pleasing in your sight. We pray for those of our number who are not able to be with us to feel discomfort and the learning that we're able to have here. We pray that whatever may be hindering them, that will be lifted, that we can... we pray that we can help them in any way that we might be able to as we cross paths. We pray that you be with the speaker tonight and what he's prepared for us. And we pray that we're able to listen with open hearts and minds and to learn some more of your word that we can take with us throughout the rest of the week. And it's in your Son Jesus' name we pray.
Start this evening with just a riddle for you to think about. Never ahead, ever behind, yet flying swiftly past. For a child, I last forever. For an adult, I'm gone too fast. What am I? Of course, the answer is time. Time changes this weekend. We go to daylight savings time, so I thought it might be kind of appropriate or seem like a good topic to discuss as we think about time, the time change. And, you know, we think about this day and age. I know Randy brought up in class talking about the business world. Well, in the business world, they were expected to multitask. And I don't know about y'all, but there's just not enough time in the day to multitask to get everything done that I need to get done. You know, we talked about this evening in Matthew 6 and verse 24. No one can serve two masters. Either they will hate the one and love the other, or else will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Well, I'm not necessarily saying that Jesus is putting a ban on multitasking, but he's got it right. It's hard to do two things at the same time. It's really hard to divide your attention. And I know in the spiritual context, he's talking about putting God first and not putting the worldly things ahead of it. But, you know, as we think on down to it, you know, you got to focus your time on something to get it accomplished. As we start each day, we all start with the same amount of time, 24 hours or 1,440 minutes or 86,400 seconds. That's what starts in our bank at midnight. Now, there's going to come a time when we're not going to use all that, when our time's going to end. And it may be at noon, it could be at 9 in the morning. So we're not going to get all of that time. But at least that's what we start with each day. So let's think about how we use that. You know, they tell us that we need to get 8 hours of sleep. We have 8 hours of work. So there's 16 hours gone right there. You have 8 hours left for other things. So how do we use all of that time? How do we use that time at work? I think a good topic that we discussed tonight was talking about worry. Are we taking that time that we have and worrying about things that are futile? Worrying about things that are not productive. Turn, if you would, to Ecclesiastes 3. Ecclesiastes 3. Beginning in verse 1. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, and a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain, and a time to lose, a time to weep, and a time to throw away, a time to tear, and a time to sow, a time to keep silent, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. And every time I read through this, I start singing along the lyrics to the birds, because it goes right along with this. So, but Solomon is writing here, and there is a time for everything. There's a time to do. There's time to do things. There's time for the good things, and there are times when we have to do those hard things. Time to mourn. Those times are going to come. But there is a time for everything. But you notice what is not written in here. There's not a time to worry. There's not a time to slack off. You know, there's a time to laugh, but there's time to be about being productive. Turn, if you would, to James 4. Beginning of verse 13. Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. Here James is telling us life is short. We can make all these great plans if we want to. But we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know if tomorrow's going to come. We don't know if we're going to have the next 5 minutes. As I said, we can start off the day 1,440 minutes. And there is a possibility we're not going to get all 1,440 minutes in that day. So we need to make the best of whatever time that we have right then and now. So what should we be doing? Turn to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5, beginning in verse beginning of verse 15. See that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear of the Lord. So here Paul is telling the Ephesians to walk circumspectly, to not walk as fools, but walk as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Not because they're bad all in and of themselves, but there is bad that can come. So how do we go about spending our time? Well, he tells us, therefore, beginning in verse 17, don't spend your time doing these evil things, getting drunk with wine, but be filled with the Spirit, walking in the Lord, doing those things, spending our time on God and on godly things, being filled with the Spirit and giving thanks for everything. And as we finished up our class this evening talking about this, turn back, if you would, to Matthew 6. Matthew 6, as Jesus is finishing up this small section here, as we talked about tonight in verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. So we're not, as I said, we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. We don't know if we're going to see tomorrow. We don't know if we're going to see the next hour. We don't know. I mean, that's part of life. That is the mystery. One thing we do know is we have an expiration date. As Solomon said, there's a time to be born and a time to die. We all have that expiration date. Whether the Lord calls us home or we go to meet Jesus when he comes back, one of those two things are going to happen to all of us. So how are we redeeming our time? How are we redeeming our day? Because if we're not redeeming them right, they are evil. But if we're focused on God, as Jesus says here, if we seek first the kingdom of God, all the things are going to be put in place. So how have you been redeeming your time? Have you let it fall into things that are unproductive, such as worry, being anxious? Or are we being productive? If you've fallen in that worry, there's a group here that's willing to help carry that load, supporting one another, helping to bring that out. Or if you haven't obeyed the gospel, there's one that will help us carry it all, and that's our Lord Jesus. He'll help us carry that load. So if you're subject to the invitation this evening, if you need the help of the saints here or need to start that path, there's no better time than to do that now. So if you're subject to the invitation, we invite you to come as we stand and as we sing.
He will take care.
studying. Certainly is a very comforting psalm for those that are in God's family. And so we're certainly blessed to be his children, and it's good to be everyone tonight to tell them about that. From getting back on Sunday, Lord willing, at 9:30 for our Bible study, 10:30 for worship. Are there any other announcements anybody knows that you can do?
Julian will be out of town this weekend, Friday through Monday. So
we're fairly close, but we'll be all right, so be filled in your prayers as they travel.
On a separate day from that, I'll be traveling also for that.
So keep those prayers before you come back. Be led in closing prayer, and then we'll be just...
May please. Our dear, most wonderful Heavenly Father, hallowed be your name, and let it be throughout all the earth. Let those who praise your name and recognize your power be able to proclaim it to those who might be unknowing. Lord, please provide us opportunity to praise your name to others, to bring your light, to be able to shed it across the world. Lord, please be with us as we leave the comfort of our brethren here, that we might be strong in doing your work. Please provide us with the comfort that we know that you can, of allowing us not to worry about our day-to-day lives, knowing that you take care of us so long as we remain faithful. Lord, we ask that you forgive us of our shortcomings, for the sins that we commit against you. Help us to recognize the weight that has. We thank you so much for your Son Jesus and the sacrifice that he made, so that we might have this avenue of prayer to bring all our worries and cares to you, and to know that you will take care of us. Lord, please keep us safe, and for those of us traveling, allow us to be able to join back together with one another, so long as that is your will. And Lord, we pray all these things in your Son Jesus' name. Amen.